Vision quest. How to have a vision quest without drugs. Without a shaman. Without any of that. I think you have to ask yourself why, right? First, that's the first thing. What's your intent? But in a lot of cultures, it's a coming of age ceremony. You know, you find out your purpose in life, where you're going to be in the tribe. You know, that's why people have vision quests. But in this culture, in America, I don't know about many other cultures because I'm in this one. In America, you have, you know, drugs, alcohol. Those are the coming of age ceremonies we do. And then, you know, like having kids. Like, I don't know how many times I've heard people say, I didn't grow up until I had kids. You know, so like a coming of age ceremony, what do? Some people go to college and party. Some people have kids. Some people in other cultures would go out into the desert for 40 days and 40 nights kind of thing. You know, and then some people would like fast and do sweats, you know. You can build a little willow hut in your backyard or some kind of structure. Cover it with tarps and then have put some rocks in a fire and then, you know, like have a sauna, sweat it out, or you can just get a sauna, anything where you can sweat, like get a little tiny space really hot and you start sweat out all your toxins and you purify. You know, you drink like a bunch of water, you don't eat meat, or you know, like you do some kind of thing, you know. But the whole purpose of a vision quest is to have a vision, right? And usually that vision is telling you about the future, telling you about yourself, telling you about your path, telling you about what your purpose in life is. So, you know, through those prayers and through that meditation you're in or whatever you're using to get there, you know, like having that intent of finding out your purpose in life is huge. Or even just like a coming of age, like now you are going to be responsible for every one of your actions. Now you're going to have your family of your own. Now you know what I mean? Like, a lot of people never fully mature and grow up because they never have that coming of age ceremony, or they never pass that coming of age ceremony. And for a lot of people, taking a lot of drugs is a way of proving to each other that we're worthy. You know, it's like, look what I could do. Look how much drugs I can do, you know. So in this culture, it's like, look, if I could do enough drugs and people will respect me for some reason. And that seems to be like the name of the game lately. You know, how many drugs do you take? But if you really, truly want a vision quest for something specific, like your purpose in life, direction of something, you know, like maybe an answer to a question, I think you have to make that perfectly clear at the beginning, at the start of your vision quest. And then your quest could be all kinds of things. It could take the form of anything. It could be like it could be a meditation, a day-long meditation. Like, take a day off, draw the blinds, fast all day, don't turn off the phone, you know, turn off the phone, don't do any drugs, don't do any, just drink water, don't eat food, and watch, you'll start to feel an altered state right away, you know. But if you're looking for a vision, it's pretty easy to induce visions. All you got to do is make yourself uncomfortable. You know, like, so like the first thing I would say is to like take the shaman path, because they figured that shit out a long time ago. They got some stuff. And if you can visualize well, if you can't practice, but if you can practice visualizing, because that's a huge part of all of it. Your imagination is real, and whatever you imagine becomes real. So like, you know, whatever your intent is and whatever you're focused on and whatever your desired outcome will be is like where you're, you know, what direction you're headed in. But if you're just like, I don't know, I don't have any beliefs, I don't know nothing, I'm just going for an experience, I need something to shock me into something, you know, that could be what you need too. And that's why people take drugs, because they don't know what they want. But it's good to have a clear idea of what it is you want. What is the vision you're seeking? You know, and then most of the time you don't need a vision to get there. You already know what you're good at, you know. But just setting that intention and then setting the space to ask that question and receive an answer through a meditation, through an inner vision of some sort. But if you're seeking like an actual hallucination or a vision of something, try staring at a candle for as long as you can, and then internalizing that candle when you can't stare it in any longer. You just close your eyes and you bring that candle inside and you stare at that candle. And then another thing you can do is look in a mirror, but you know, that's you really want to know yourself. Put a candle in front of the mirror and stare and breathe for like an hour. Woo-hoo-hoo. That's fun. You'll go through a lot of faces. You'll see a lot of faces. But that's just the physical body, you know? Like, that's just what that is. But, like, what is it? What do you want to know something? Is there something you're looking for? What are you using this vision quest for? Is it, like, a coming of age? Are you headed somewhere and you need, like, some advice? You need to contact some kind of beings to know you're not alone? Like, what is it? What is your intent behind it? You know? And for some cultures, some ancient cultures, it was part of their culture to do a vision quest, and it was part of the coming of age. So, like, it was like went side by side, you know, you go out to the desert and you fast and you sit there and you meditate and you breathe and you focus on your prayers, focus on whatever it is you're focusing on. And then, you know, the visions will come. And usually being uncomfortable does it. So, like, sitting upright, you know, like staying really still, sitting in an upright position, fasting, you know, repetitive drumming, you know, like hearing the boom, 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 distracting yourself, mantras, anything to get your mind out of your mind, to get your head out of it, you know, just like use a ton of distractions to stop thinking, and then you'll get a vision in between thoughts. And setting your intention ahead of time, just being like, I'm doing this because of this. Even just saying it out loud, it's really not that hard. There's the thing with ceremony and shit like that, and like the way all this stuff works, is that it's different for every single person. You have to find the way that it works for you, because every single person is different. Everyone's going to approach it different. One spell works for one person, but not for the other person. You know, you have to put yourself into it, because it's you're doing the spell, not them. You know, you're doing the ceremony, not them. So a vision quest can look like a lot of different things. It could look like an afternoon of meditation. It could look like a month-long, a year-long excursion into the backcountry of Yosemite. You know, like whatever your pilgrimage could be a pilgrimage. Whatever your pilgrimage is, maybe you have to get to a place, and that's part of your vision quest. So you maybe just start asking yourself that question, what is a vision quest to me? And then what I would suggest is finding the book by Tom Brown, The Vision, because that's what that book is all about. And then another good book is The Fruitful Darkness. Yes, Fruitful Darkness. Those are two good books about the subject. But meditate. You don't need drugs. Drugs just distract you. Drugs work. It's not like it's not a shortcut, and drugs do work. But talk to anybody who's done drugs to be spiritual. You got to do them again and again, and you keep going back there. It's like you end up finding out it's all about meditation. So just meditate now. Skip the drugs. Skip the whatever. All that stuff. It's not as hard as we think it is. It's really easy. And nowadays, everything is just, all the channels are open. Meditation is easy. All those energies that are accessible, you can work with them as long as you know that the imagination is just as real as everything else, because that's what everything is, the imagination. So, a vision quest. What do you want? Write it down. What do you want to attain? Peace, calm, you know, clarity, total liberation. What do you want? Set that intention, say it out loud, and then do the thing, whatever it is. Go swimming. Close your eyes while you're asleep without falling asleep. You know, close your eyes without falling asleep while you're awake. Did I say while you're asleep? Stop being asleep. Just close your eyes right now without falling asleep. You're on a vision quest. All you have to do is ask your intention. And then, like, most of the time, the answer just appears. Like, what is a vision quest to you, and how much uncomfortable situation do you need to get the answer you're seeking? Like, is your answer a big answer? Do you need direction? Do you need, like, life reaffirming validation to where you're like, you just know without a doubt what you're doing is exactly what you're supposed to do? Maybe that, because, you know, that's what it does. That's what drugs do sometimes. You get to that point where you're like, oh my God, I won with everyone, and so I have to be nice. But then, you know, the next day you're like, whatever, give me a cheeseburger, and I don't care about people anymore, you know? So, but meditation builds, it builds momentum, and it holds strong, you know what I mean? Whereas drugs, it's hard to do that with drugs. It's hard to do that with substances. You know, you can beat a drum. It's a practice. You got to do it every day. You can't expect to just have like some experience, you know. A vision quest is like a daily thing when you think about it. We daily go on a quest inside to find out, to reaffirm our purpose in life, basically. You know, we can do it with others, but we can do it with ourselves and clearing out the energy, clearing out all this stuff, bringing the energy up through our spines and clearing out all that stuff we attach to ourselves. You know, that's our daily quest, is just clearing out the energy so we can get to the vision quest, you know. And why even have a vision quest in the first place? Why did you look for this video? Why did you search it, you know? Like, what were you looking for? Ask yourself that question. When you hear the word vision quest, what does it make you think? Jesus? Native American beliefs? Like, what does it make you think of? What is it? What are you doing? What are you doing over there? What is it? What is it? Try it. Go on a vision quest. Take a day off.